This is MoneyWise with Scott Quinlan from station sponsor Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland. We talk about how to grow wealth with information that is general advice only, doesn't take into account your particular objectives, financial situation or needs. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Chris.
Here's one that you just can't talk about too much, I reckon. It's good debt versus bad debt.
Sure. I think explaining what the differences are first is a good idea. So bad debt is for things like credit cards, car loans, afterpay, holidays, things that you buy where the value of it goes down. That's what we describe as bad debt. Good debt is when you borrow money to buy things that go up in value, and that might be property, shares, things like that. Generally, good debt is tax deductible. Now, I'm just excluding the family home here for a second, but if you went out and bought an investment property with borrowed money, then generally the interest expense would be tax deductible for you. And that's kind of where conversations with clients come in about negative gearing, depreciation, a whole bunch of other things that we won't talk about now. So when I look at a client and I see a lot of bad debt, really what we're trying to do is swap that bad debt for good debt.
And that's possible?
It's more, there's a lot of education involved. It's usually a fairly longer term strategy. You can't click your fingers and just reduce credit card debt overnight.
But if we're disciplined about it, it pays off.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And just quickly, what sort of debt should we pay off the fastest?
The highest interest rate debt first is generally the best one to do. Just saves you the most amount of interest and gets you ahead quicker.
Thanks, Scott. Great advice as always. We'll see you next week. Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial across Southeast Queensland.